We're talking reliability on manifestos, and the big question is simple. Do we still believe and rely on manifestos when deciding on a candidate or party to vote and support? It's one thing to vote. It's another thing to support a candidate so much so that you bring out your full resources yourself. You even canvass for votes on their behalf. You go as far as supporting them with donations and all of that, vehicles for campaigns, you name it. So it's either you're voting or you're showing support or you're making it possible for them to have a smooth sail during the election. So do we still believe and rely on these manifestos? Excuse me, when deciding on a candidate or party to vote for and support. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Once again, the number is 070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Unfortunately, we lost our call. Please do well to call us back. Once again, the number is 070-0923-0923. And then, of course, WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-036416. All right, Nigerian Info, good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry, good afternoon. Turn off our radio set, please. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the phone lines, but you can send us a WhatsApp message, like I said. Time and again, we look forward to these manifestos. Some of us are gathered at our communities, at stadiums, and anywhere you can possibly think of where you would have these people come out to openly campaign. Do we remember the ones they had declared years ago, and did they fulfill them? And if they didn't, should we rely on them again this time around? Nigerian Info, we lost that call again. 070-0923-0923. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Now, if you can't get through to us via the phone lines, do well to send us a WhatsApp or Telegram message. Like I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, we cannot go live so I can read your messages or comments via Twitter and Facebook. But we have WhatsApp to rely on, and we have the phone lines too. So be a part of the conversation by sending those messages to us. 070-0923-0923. And once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Please do not call the WhatsApp number, only send your messages. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. We lost that call. Livina Shinjoku from HA says, I don't believe Nigerian politicians. They say one thing, but do another thing. Hence, they are not trustworthy. They also know fully well that they cannot be sued for deceit based on unrealistic manifestos during elections. So if you do not believe them based on deceit, what do you hold on to when you decide to vote for a particular candidate or party? If manifestos do not do it for you, what do you look out for? They don't come again, no. Now, the same thing way they talked the last time, then they talk again in our Nigerian parlance. Or they have come again. Same statements, same promises, same everything. I think it reminds me of a song by Two-Face Idibia. They have come to tell us another story and all of that and all of that. And to a large extent, these manifestos are some way, somehow supposed to, you know, help you decide to a large extent You know, you take their utterances. Some of them will come out and say, you know, take my word for it. I mean, you can even take it to the bank and all. And then you say, okay, since he's saying that we should, then okay, I think I want to stand with and by this candidate. But years gone by, you are yet to see the manifestation of one. The manifestation of one of the utterances made during the manifesto. So what else do you want to hold on to, really? If the manifestos are not reliable enough, what else should we hold on to when we decide? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Terrible phone lines, I apologize once again. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
In this part of the world, we don't look to anything called manifesto. We only wait for who can make the loudest noise, gather the crowd, like 1 million man march, 20 million man march. Now, you see that they even rent and borrow crowds into that aspect. If manifesto have ever been what engraved our or informed our decisions before we voted, I guess President Muhammadu Buhari never offered any manifesto. In fact, that even during to do a shakara, he did not attend or appear in any debate and he's the president. I won't hear the word like that.
I have.
It is because manifesto does not serve anything here. That is not what we want. That is not what the people crave or desire. What they want, what are the kind of songs can you sing? Who are the artists, the musicians that attended your rally? That is it.
Why do I feel like you are referring to a particular...
These are the things that are happening. These are the things that are happening. Where are your billboards? You know, funny things. The rapper you can share, the rice you will give, the tree.
Mrs. Hyde, hold on. Are you saying that there are people who would actually go to the polls next year simply because a particular musician or artist was present at your campaign or rally? Is that what you're saying?
Underline this word, you see here. Don't underline it, you see here.
Wait. Because I saw an artist perform at your campaign or rally, that will, a song that I can easily download from any of the, what is it called now? Help me. Where do people download your music from?
Download their music and market online.
A song I can easily listen to on Cool FM, or maybe if Nigeria Info likes, they play it for me, or maybe Wazobia. I will now, because I saw the artist at your rally or campaign, I will vote for you based on that. I mean, it's not all that flimsy.
You are going too far. Look at your show at that time. The PDP, they brought the video. APC brought Brazil. I was the banter on social media. Did you follow up? Look at the crowd. See, there we go, crowd. There we go, more crowd. They brought up the name, they call it them or whatever. Right? That's what an acronym for them. Now, the Brazil that came, I was the follower. They said, that is the end. Is it not the there we go camp that won the election? So that is it. I'm not trying to give a response to any political party. You don't have to me on this show. The truth is this, our kind of people, they are not educated enough for democracy.
And you're talking about the masses.
The masses, yes.
Interesting.
So what informs that decision on who to vote is not what you tell them, but how much you can give them in that instant. I have seen elections in my state, Bayelsa. Where even graduates told me, hey boy, if you're not going to give me 3,000, I'm not going to vote for you. I'm telling you, a graduate, not ordinary person, a graduate, if you're not going to give me 3,000, I'm not going to vote.
Sorry. What can 3,000 naira buy today?
That is the question. That's the question for this. from that day, if you come and tell me you are a graduate or a first class holder,
Mr. Zion, I do not disagree with you, but like you said, I have followed through some debates on social media, and we seem to be dealing with a lot of woke individuals this time around, preceding the 2023 general elections. A lot of people seem to be more aware, more enlightened. They seek for more as opposed to business as usual. They are asking questions. They are even having debates online. They're looking at things like credibility, antecedents, and all of that. Are you saying that in this time when we have a lot of these woke people, someone will still want to sell their vote for 3,000 naira that may not amount to anything much?
You never heard this people be hungry, oh.
Yes, hungry. Yes. Even if you're hungry, what can how many times will 3,000 naira feed you? As opposed to how long you will stay in hunger for the next 4 years or 8 years, as the case may be.
So we have a lot of such children in our midst.
Okay.
A lot of insult. Sorry, before I leave the floor. Shame is only the APC, PDP, and Labour Party that's on our midst now.
No, we have other parties. I mean, we have the NNPP, we have the SDP.
Presidential candidate that has businesses in America, that has employed thousands in America, is contesting this election. How come nobody has heard about him? He's contesting. He's contesting. Look at Abiola's son. How many of us know that Abiola's son is contesting this election?
Okay, finally, the big question is this, and the question I would like for you to answer so I can let you go and attend to other calls. Do we still believe and rely on manifestos when deciding on a candidate or party to vote for and support?
We don't depend on that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn down the volume of your radio set, please. Hello?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Thank you very much. My name is Zikora from Botakot.
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
I know we're not supposed to talk about the other people who have called and what they have to say, but I feel like some callers are failing to understand that Nigerians have moved on from that 2014 mentality, and things are different now.
Okay.
There are more Nigerians who are intelligent and are very intentional about what they want.
Okay.
People are no longer selling their votes for 3,000 naira now. They really want a country that's going to work for them. They have been in pain for 8 years. I won't come here and lie. I have friends who sold their votes in 2014.
Whoa.
Who took money from people. But now I speak to them and what I'm hearing from them is different. We sold our votes before and then things were not this hard. We sell our vote this time around, things became this hard. Nobody wants to sell votes any longer. Now, back to the question you asked, yeah? I don't believe in... Can you hear me? Sorry.
I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. Just go ahead.
Okay, I don't believe in manifesto because of what Nigerian politicians have done to us. They have shown us shege. So I don't believe in manifesto. Now, what I believe in is antecedent.
Okay.
I'm glad that most of the people who are running for office, well, like the presidential office, for example, even the governorship office in universities, for example, have held elected positions before.
Okay.
So what I do is I go and check when they held elected positions before, what did they promise when they were running? Thank God for internet. You can find things as far back as 30 years ago in Nigeria. You can find Tinubu's manifesto when you ran for governor. When you ask for standards, you can find it on the internet, it is there. What did they promise? You can find that of Peter, that of Peter, that of everybody, you can find it. What did they promise and what did they give? How did they go about filling these promises that they made? So, I look at antecedents, what you have done in the past, and that is what I go by. If you go by manifesto of the present, sister, they will do you shaggy again. So, I prefer if you want to be a candidate, aside what they are coming to on TV to see and all of that. Go and look at their history. What did they promise and what did they give? Not what their successor gave, that some of them are not trying to claim victory for. No. What did you do when you had your own 4 years, your own 8 years, depending how many years you are in office? That's what I look at, not manifesto. That's what I would encourage every other person to do as well.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to read some of your WhatsApp messages now. This one says, I'd vote for the one that I can... Okay, I vote for the one that I think could perform well, if even the power to. That you think. What if your thoughts are wrong? And this other one says, when they go to the campaign grounds, rather than tell the people what they intend to do as contained in their manifesto, what you hear is them shouting, Nigeria, Nigeria. Or they begin to shout one person's name continuously without any meaningful thing to say. All fake, all fake. Otis from Port Harcourt. Someone says, you're going to look for past records. Bruce, we need 3K. Ah. People still need 3K. I'm shocked, to be honest. I am. This is 2022. And I'm going to make reference to some conversations we've had here on Nigerian for at least, I cannot remember some of the conversations held by my colleagues. I remember some of them I have held here. Days ago, we're talking inflation. And with inflation comes the fact that the money, the naira, is getting devalued by the day. So 3K of 2014 is not 3K of 2022. Let's state that clearly. What you could afford with 3K in 2014, 2015, 2019, you cannot afford it with 3K in 2022. This decision we're going to make in 2023 does not affect you alone. So when I think of Denise and I say I'm going to the post to cast my one vote, the one vote does not affect me alone. It affects everyone around me. And we live in a society where some way, somehow, we are tied to each other. We have families here. We have partners here. We have children here. We have businesses here. And we are linked by either religion or places of employment or the circle we belong to, or the local government we come from, where we come from, the states we belong to. So that decision, my one vote, is as valuable as a million votes put together. Because my one wrong vote will determine whether this candidate emerges a winner or not. True or false? When we sit down and we collate results, I mean, for some of us that have ever followed through a Nigerian for or followed through collation of results, you see the margin between this candidate and that candidate, how this one won by a landslide victory of XYZ, pulling XYZ amount of votes, and this other candidate lost, you know, and they tell you, oh, by he lost by 10 votes, 20 votes, 100 votes, you name it. It shows how valuable that one vote is to you. And when you're going to cast that one vote, you think about the so many people, or how many people, or everybody your one wrong vote will affect. Hence, it is a decision that you take, not for yourself only, but for several other people. And like I said, a lot of us have becoming woke. We have, you know, our eye don't clear, last. I mean, let's just say that as it is, in simple terms. A lot of us are becoming aware. A lot of us are willing to engage. Long before now, if you call on organizations and communities and groups to come out, a candidate wants to meet them, and they may be not challenged about, but now they want to see this candidate. They want to be able to ask them pertinent questions. And this is because their future will lie on these candidates and parties. So if that is so important, or if we have come to understand the importance of the elections and our impact, or our actions and how it will impact on the elections, it only means that there are some criteria that we should be considered when we decide to take a decision. Now, as many campaigning tools as a politician or a political party may have at their disposal, we also have the campaigns to look out for. And these campaigns will come in different ways. It may be on social media, it may be in form of debates, it may be in form of ads, it may be in form of gatherings in different local governments, different communities, different states of the Federation, different geopolitical zones, and manifestos will be read out. Let's not even dispute it. But then, how reliable will these manifestos be? How many of them from previous years do we still remember? Some of these candidates, like some the other caller said, have held political positions before. Some of these candidates have contested in elections before. So it's not a new terrain to them. So if we follow through, some of us have followed a particular candidate for a very long time, and they have heard over, they've had to say time and again. So do we still remember some of these promises they made at the time and how they were able to fulfill them, or to what degree? Maybe they were not able to fulfill them 100%, but to a certain degree they tried to. And if they couldn't, maybe it was for some reason beyond their control. I say, give you a practical example. Vision 2020, right? What's his name now? Yar'Adua, the late president, right? He came with that vision, and a lot of us were looking forward to it. But for some reason, well, it didn't come to light because of his demise. So we can make some references to some of these statements and say, okay, this is why this did not happen. How many of them were even fulfilled? So the big question remains, do we still believe and rely on manifestos when deciding on a candidate or party to vote for and support? 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. You can also call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Nigerian info. Oh dear, so sorry we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Stop calling the WhatsApp number. I still see a lot of you calling the WhatsApp number. Please don't call the WhatsApp number. Rather, call the other numbers early advertised. Nigerian, good afternoon. Turn off your radio set, please.
Sorry, my sister, I've done that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Chelsea Foster Muzico calling from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
For me, I don't believe any of this. But there's one promise this sitting government promised us in 2019, which they have done successfully.
Okay.
Okay, no, not is it 2015? They made this promise. Nigerians, I will bring you from top to bottom.
And oh, that, come on. That promise
is a 90% or will I say 95% success.
Come on, my brother. I mean, we'll all agree that was a slip of tongue, you know.
Slip of tongue. No, be slip of tongue. That is how we see it. You remember just how many days ago? We heard, God bless PD, APC. Did you remember something like that?
My brother, when we hear errors, let us acknowledge errors.
There are something that we not call errors. This time government also told us ₦1 to $1. Is it a success rate? When we hear something like 5,000 for every jobless youth, Did that one come to say the only successful one I've seen, we have witnessed, I will not speak for only myself now, that I will say we have witnessed, is that I will bring you from top to bottom, and that is a 95% success rate.
Okay, wait, hold on, my brother, hold on.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, it's one thing. You know, another thing you need to factor in is whether or not these politicians think through some of these utterances and weigh the possibilities. If I come on air, for instance, and I make a declaration as Denise that I am, and I say, okay, maybe I'm going to provide loy loy for everybody in River State.
Okay.
Now, the onus lies on me to go back and do my math to look at the possibility of supplying loi-loi, yes, to everybody in Rivers State. How am I going to go about the distribution of loi-loi? What is the guarantee that everybody in River State eats loi-loi?
Yes.
What is the possibility that the loi-loi will not go to waste? Let's assume we're not able to distribute the loi-loi in one day. What plans have we made for preservation of those loi-loi so that by tomorrow, when we continue distribution, the loi-loi will not go bad and will not encounter losses? So these are some of the things we have to consider. Maybe sometimes they come up and they think that this idea is brilliant, but executing the idea may be the problem. Or,
not just executing the idea.
Mm.
Now they have known us to be people that can take defeat. We accept defeat with open arms. That's why whenever they come for campaign grants or whatever, they want to tell you that thing you want to hear. I can tell you, they can come up and tell you that they will tag roads on the sky because they believe we want to hear that.
What if it is not about their believing that we like deceit? What it is the problem of we not questioning those utterances when we should?
Are we going to question it? That is one thing. We are the people.
Hold on. I have contested an election before at the university level. I have given my manifesto. And there was an opportunity for people in the audience to ask questions for the purpose of clarity.
In this aspect, do we ask questions?
Okay.
Do we have the opportunity to ask questions? We don't. Okay, the PDP just plugged off their campaign. Do the people, those fans that came out, do they have opportunity for questions? There's no opportunity for that. They only come and tell you what they will do for you. They will tag road on the sky. That's just it. But they don't give you that opportunity for you to ask them questions.
Were you at the PDP campaign flag off?
I wasn't. But okay. The previous one I was.
Okay.
The previous 200,000 this day I was there.
I see. Okay then. Thank you.
Thank you, my sis.
Thank you, my brother. Pressure is getting worse, sir. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Please, good morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Good afternoon. Go ahead, quickly.
Your Honor, with that from Nkoro.
Welcome, go ahead.
My sister, do you know that this government promised us Ogoni cleanup, East West Road? They said they will bring change into Nigeria, but now they change everybody. We cannot go and buy something in the market again. We cannot move. My sister, look, they say fuel. We'll turn to 65 naira. Now, fuel is 250 naira, my sister. East West Road, go to this thing. We've lost many lives since when they come. They say Boko Haram, defeat Boko Haram. Mm. But Boko Haram on the pass them. They say federal government is a moving train, but now the train don't spoil for roads.
So, your answer to the question is...
Many.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, it is the sunny side in your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigerian for FM. Roughly 25 minutes, we've been having a conversation hinged on the reliability of manifestos. And I did mention that it's the campaign season again. Target tourists pulling large support and votes ahead of the 2023 elections. And with these campaigns come the unavoidable manifestos and promises. Key question, do we still believe and rely on manifestos when deciding on a candidate or party to vote for and support? 070-0923-0923 070-0923 0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0879-030-6416. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you so very much. My name is Solomon, calling from Rumoda. Hello.
Solomon, you're welcome.
Hello.
Solomon, I can hear you. Go ahead. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you so very much. I just want people to understand one thing. When we talk about a government failing or government doing this and could not do, we should also try to understand that this government we are talking about is not only the government at the center. There are some other governments and the segments. The government at the center can be a particular party, but the segments of others can be a different party altogether. You also consider when another party rules in a state, are we really achieving anything in that state? That's another thing. Me, I look at the whole thing as the whole crop of game is that all the different parties are just nonsense. We need a revolution, a renaissance, a change of everything. Not even repeating anybody. All of them are the same. Even if PDP takes over now, they will make manifestos and make promises. They could not do them too. They would not. Because the APC have already made some power. They will also be frustrating the PDP that will take over. Just like what is happening in APC now. APC is on government. They are trying to do everything they could. They couldn't because the PDP is also frustrating. So that they will get in there. It is until we create a total renaissance. Push off everything. Flush everything. And become, start it new. Manifestos are just nothing. Just like we are talking about. Anybody can come up at any time and say things they could not do as manifestos. And everybody will believe them. Another thing, we vote through conscience. There are some people that so believe as voters that this person is a Yoruba man. I must vote Yoruba because he's a Yoruba man. There are people that believe this one is a Northerner. I must vote a Northerner. Mm. Just like that. We don't vote just because of what they can do. Some people vote just because of tribes, tribalistic voting. Mm. And some people vote religiously. So with that, we can't get anything right. There is no way voting can even give us the best candidate, the best president, the best governor. It cannot. That's right. Just my point. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. We are Nigeria Info.